Roland Smith here with my friend Carl Sabatino. You know, Carl, many, many decades ago, on this particular weekend, John Muir, one of the finest environmentalists, actually he probably started the environmental movement along with some help from Teddy Roosevelt, started to write his book on summer in the Sierra. It was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful beginning, and if you haven't read it,
I have not.
I would recommend it to you. And also on this weekend, it was the first Seneca Falls convention for Elizabeth Cady Stanton on the Women's Rights Convention that began in that part of upstate New York back in 1848. It was on this weekend.
That's extraordinary.
So I thought I'd just toss out some of those things because you were a little boy in 1848, so you might remember some of those things.
I had the lemonade stand concession outside the convention.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Remarkable in every way when you think about it, the term and the time, 1848, before the Civil War.
Yes.
We were talking about women's rights, and you and I were talking a couple of weeks ago with reference to the value of women's rights and their importance. I'd like to just spend a few moments with that, only because I do believe that that is the real pulse, the next pulse in generational thinking in this country. It is more so a woman's world coming up in the next 50 years, in my opinion, because their time has come. The age of thought, of process, motherhood, and other matters relevant beyond just the working environment is upon us, in my opinion, because we have to move to that.
That's true. But let me bring something else out of history that may be of interest to you. I remember reading years ago, because I'm a product of New York State education and also a history buff, as you are.
Yes.
In the Iroquois Nation, the five tribes the Iroquois Confederation that brought democracy. I mean, Benjamin Franklin was enamored with the way that organization was
Correct.
Put together. But in the Iroquois Confederacy, only women could elect a chief.
Correct.
Only women could depose a chief.
Correct.
And only women could declare war.
We talked about this actually some years ago, and I always found that to be absolutely remarkable. I did not know the last statement, that only women were allowed to declare war. I have a very interesting thought as to how the world would be configured today if that same process was part of the thinking of the planet right now. I don't know. But I will say that their time has come. In more ways than one, not just, it's not a patronizing statement. I want it to be indicated as the reality of the moment that's upon us. And as you know, as a history buff, the moment is upon us. It is a place in time, and this is a place in time, one that will be recorded as such, in my opinion. And we have to continue to encourage that, whether someone like a Hillary Clinton becomes president of the United States or not, doesn't matter.
Would you say that if you had a son rather than a daughter?
I don't know. I don't know, but I feel it.
The other question is, have you changed because you've had a daughter?
Oh, without question. Having a little girl is, you understand the thought process one heck of a lot better because you watch how, since she's the only child, my older son, stepson from another marriage, is away at college. So it's my little girl and I, and she wins all the time. She wins all the time.
Well, that's understandable at that age. But at some point in time, that will not happen.
No.
You will have to be more counselor than loving dad.
And she understands that, and she says, I'm waiting.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I've been told. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we wait. We're back.
America Weekend.
Welcome.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Owners of some 2014 Harley-Davidson models, plus bikers waiting on parts from S&S Cycle, are in a real bind if they're headed for Sturgis next month. Total recall. Weeks of wasted time.
Hell yeah.
Today on American Biker Minute, brought to you by Dish Network. $24.99 a month for a year with free installation, free HD for life, free HD video recorder. Order now, get a free premium channel for 3 months. 800-241-9495. Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Are you experiencing a newly recalled brake problem from a newly acquired 2014 FLH from Mother Hog? Have you ordered parts lately from S&S Cycle? Your Sturgis trip may be on hold. Would you be nervous riding to Sturgis on a bike with recalled brakes? How about rebuilding an S&S engine in time for Sturgis when the company suddenly puts the brakes until July 25th? There may be an extra parking space or two between LaSalle and Main. Many of America's bikers aren't happy. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
There are countless ways to spend money, but how much should you really save?
According to financial experts at LearnVest, live by the 50-30-20 rule. 50% should be reserved for essentials like rent, mortgage, and food.
30% should be allocated for lifestyle choices. Think entertainment and cable.
20% should go toward financial priorities, payments on loans, retirement contributions, and savings.
So someone who makes $35,000 a year should set aside about $4,800.
If that seems like too much, take a hard look at your lifestyle spending.
Start with one small change until it becomes a habit. Then tackle another one. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com. Are you an inventor? If you have an invention or idea you want to patent and bring to market, call InventHelp now. They have all the information you need for free. Call 1-800-419-3996. That's 800-419-3996.